Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. What explains the NDA's landslide in Bihar with its greatest ever electoral victory in the state? The creation of a wide social coalition put together by the alliance, strong social spending aimed at women voters, along with the politics of Vishwas and a better ground game. For a quick take on the big picture, check out my short video here. With Bihar emerging as BJP's third big triumph after the 2024 Lok Sabha election, following surprise wins in Haryana and Maharashtra, do read Arman Bhatnagar's piece on the 10 big takeaways from the election and this Money Control report on what this result means for the stock markets. Parimal Peyush writes on how the election heralds a clear shift in the state's electoral dynamics, with the NDA's new MY axis of Mahila, women, and Yuva, youth, eclipsing RJD's old MY, Muslim Yadav axis. The legacy of the Jivika self-help group program for women also mattered. Ishan Gera explains why. SNM Abdi writes on women factor driving the surge for Nitish Kumar. On the big losers in the battle for Patna, Siddharth Chakravorty writes on what this means for RJD's Tejaswi Yadav and Ishan on how Rahul Gandhi's vote theft campaign simply didn't work. Finally, check out Amitabh Sinha's take on the saffronized social justice model at the heart of the BJP-JDU combine. India Inc. is showing signs of revival, with fiscal second quarter sales growth hitting a 10-quarter high, writes Ravindra Sunavanay. Companies posted a 10.3% year-on-year sales growth, led by sectors such as fertilizers, automobiles, and e-commerce, with net profit rising 18.3%, a two-quarter high, indicating a broadening recovery. Tata Steel's managing director T.V. Narendran said India's manufacturing prowess isn't a question of capability, but rather a matter of commercial logic. In a conversation with Deborshi Chaki and Shiladitya Pandit, Narendran said the company can manufacture wheels for Vande Bharat trains, but a business case is a must due to the single customer, government, risk. Brookfield is planning to launch an IPO of its energy infrastructure trust InvIT, which owns India's first bi-directional natural gas pipeline, reports Swaraj Singh Danjal. The pipeline, acquired from Reliance Industries Limited in 2019, connects gas-producing fields on the East Coast with key industrial and urban markets in the West. On the deals front, Warburg Pincus is exploring an exit from India First Life Insurance with Prudential PLC, BNP Paribas, Chris Capital, and Norwest Venture Partners showing interest in the 26% stake. Ashwin Mohan reported late Thursday, shortlisted bidders are conducting due diligence as part of the sale process. Donald Trump's recalibration of his stance on H-1B visas signals a shift from ideology to pragmatism, report Debangana Ghosh and Reshab Shaw. The Indian IT sector remains largely unfazed, as top firms have adapted to shifting US immigration rules, reducing their dependence on H-1B visas. The FASTag annual pass has been a huge hit, contributing to 12% of national highway trips within just 3 months of its launch on August 15th, reports Anand J. The annual pass, priced at 3,000 rupees, offers toll-free access for up to 200 trips, translating to 15 rupees per toll passing, significantly cheaper than regular fares if you are a regular user. The centre may soon approve NHAI's plan to launch an invite to boost highway monetization, reports Meghna Mittal. The invite would allow retail investors to participate, reducing dependence on budgetary support, with NHAI's operational road assets offering stable cash flows and potentially generating higher upfront proceeds. And finally, Swiggy is shifting its headquarters from congested Belandur on Outer Ring Road of Bengaluru to the Whitefield locality, citing better infrastructure and affordable housing, Tushar Goenka and Kristen Matthew Phillip report. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.